what it should be, so that then I can calculate what I need for the meal I'm going to eat. And so you're feeling like if you do get into a bad situation, it doesn't mean, oh, I can't eat anything, or you've just got a way of putting that right day to day. And I personally don't think I can hope to get through a week of perfect blood sugars. If I have a day of good blood sugars, I'm pleased, because normally at some point in the day I'll have a peak that, I'll go over 10. Maybe not every day. They're not all too bad. But then from time to time you do have like a big peak for whatever reason. And that's when it's really helpful, because you know what you can do about it. And what I should be doing more is using the reference book I was given. Of course, when you've got three kids and, it's just time to set aside. And again, it's that idea of bringing it back to it being like a baby, because you can't just look after a baby for, if you could spend like your Friday morning 1 hour focusing on the diabetes, but you can't do that. It's a continual sort of thing. And that's a bit frustrating, because there's always lots of other things going on. You feel like, if I could just take some time out and revise my Daphne for an hour, then, I mean, yes, I need to try and make time for that. The biggest difficulty is it's just another thing to do, keeping writing it all down. And but if you do write it all down, then that is very empowering, because the whole idea is that you look back and you see, oh, well, that happened there and I did that and that didn't really work very well, so now I can try this instead. I'll get there, but I'm very pleased with it so far.
Can you describe a typical weekday in your life?
I'm not sure I have a typical day. Typically atypical. It would be a fairly frantic, frenzied hour or so. Everybody getting ready, getting rid of the two older ones, walk out. They go to the school bus and Paul goes off to work around 8 o'clock. And then we have the frantic final getting ready and going to nursery. And that will be I grabbed a couple of slices of toast with the same injection and same breakfast happening for me most mornings. I have two breakfasts that I interchange. It'll either be two slices of toast or it'll be 40 grams of fruit, sort of bran flakes with